for Women's History Month, 88.1 WVPE, and Indiana University South Bend's Women and Gender Studies program recognizes Michiana women making history. Dr. Barbara Williams, a South Bend physician and sociologist, conducted several interviews with notable women in the community, and will bring you samplings of those conversations throughout March on Thursday mornings at 8:45 and Thursday afternoons at 5:45. We start the series with Charlotte Pfeiffer, a former South Bend Common Council member who is currently an associate faculty member in the IUSB School of Social Work. She was elected to the South Bend Common Council in 1996 and served as its first African-American president in 2000. Charlotte Pfeiffer talks about her work to get a more inclusive human rights ordinance passed in South Bend.
My position at Indiana University South Bend was the director of campus diversity, and I had a reputation for supporting underrepresented people. As a result of that, a group of people on the campus were kind of gathering, and they were paying attention to our local Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission is a city department, and anyone who is a woman or a person with a disability, or if you're African American, and you felt you were discriminated against in the areas of education, employment, housing, or public accommodations, like being waited on in a restaurant, if you felt you were discriminated against because of those, you could go to this Human Rights Commission, you could report the incident, they would assign it to an investigator, the investigator would, you know, investigate it, and if in fact there was a problem, they would come up with a remedy. However, if you were a gay person and you were discriminated against in those same areas, you had no recourse, you had no basis. And this group called me over and told me about this, and I thought, well, this is easy. I'll just amend the legislation that governs the Human Rights Commission and add sexual orientation and sexual identity to it. Real easy. Well, was I in for a big surprise? It wasn't easy. Good idea, but the easy part, it ended up being a 2-year struggle, and I mean a struggle too, and we lost by one vote, and that was in 2006. A year later, I was off of the council. Just because we lost that one time, I didn't stop being involved, and there was a group called South Bend Equality that came together. And they were people who, some of them were gay, some were allies. And we decided that in our community, that we wanted to be better. We wanted all of our citizens in South Bend, that if they were discriminated against, that they would have recourse. So we came together. There was a new council that came on. Oliver Davis actually amended it and tried to get it passed for just employment. That didn't pass either. But finally in 2012, another new council came, and we got commitments from people, and the human rights ordinance finally passed in the city of South Bend in 2012. People aren't going to like you when you speak up. People aren't going to like you when you try to change things. Even if you're right, there will always be some opposition. And so be passionate, do your research, be prepared, speak up, and persist.
That was Charlotte Pfeiffer talking about her work to get a human rights ordinance passed in South Bend. You can hear more of Charlotte's conversation with Dr. Barbara Williams about how she ended up running for council and other aspects of her work representing her district in South Bend on our website, WVPE.org. Michiana Women Making History is a collaboration of Indiana University South Bend's Women and Gender Studies program and 88.1 WVPE.